Hi everybody, on VI Talkville, or land, where you want to call it. It's Ian, Bevers 1972 is my audio boo name. I'm just in response to both Kerry's and Michael's boos in regards to the accessibility on Windows phones. Now, up to very recently, just adding to Michael's boo, Michael's answer. Up to very recently, there was very little accessibility on Windows phones. In fact, the argument was, and the big argument was thrown back at them, was that, you know, again, Microsoft are treating accessibility as a bit of an afterthought. And I think to a larger degree, they have recognised that now. Magnification has been built in to the system through the ease of access. There is an ease of access centre on there in terms of that, but it's not like a computer. There isn't the huge amount of functionality that you get on a computer with Windows ease of access. In terms of speech, well, there is, in fact, up to very recently there was nothing. Now Code Factory, who provide mobile speak, who sort of developed that for the Nokia phones, have now developed something called mobile access. If my memory serves me right, it's only very recently been sort of put into the latest version of the Windows mobile operating system. So it is very basic. It does give basic access to things like texting, things like the keyboard, and also to the phone pad. I'm just trying to remember, just trying to remember the different functions on there. It's in terms of access to apps and things that is very, very uncertain at the moment. Again, it's like, I think it's a bit sort of akin to Android, as that was a few years ago with TalkBack and that, the development on that. It will develop get better, and it will improve, but it will take time to improve because Windows, again, they take more of a kind of a business sort of type of profit, and they tend to think there's no huge profit in accessibility. But at the same time, the pressure is on them to have a moral obligation to include accessibility. So they will do it, but it's going to take time again to sort of develop further. And they're going to rely more on third party developers such as Code Factory to do that, rather than to sort of necessarily do a lot in-house. iPhone is probably the best in terms of accessibility, in terms of screen reader. The Android is certainly hugely improved in terms of the screen reader, and TalkBack, I would say, is getting towards VoiceOver, but not quite up to that level at the moment. But who knows? It'd be good for them to really go on a par and compete with them. Also, Android on the other side of it, in terms of fonts, in terms of magnification, yeah, I believe it's very much of akin to iPhone. But yeah, it's quite a interesting situation. But as the original point was, it's the Windows phone. It's not overly accessible at the moment. There are accessibility features. There are means of being able to access it. It is going to improve in the future for sure. I hope that kind of answers things as they are. If you have access to a Windows device, if you can get onto it, get into mobile accessibility, then brilliant. There are things out there, and I'm just trying to remember if there's stuff on YouTube that tell you how to set all of that up. You do need someone sighted to do it, unlike with the iPhone, etc. Really, you do need someone sighted to help set up on the Windows platform at the moment. Okay, hope that's okay. Any other boos about this, any additional information, more than welcome. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care.